Turkish officials say they have cut trade with Israel. The move comes as President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is stepping up his efforts to play a more prominent role in the Gaza conflict. Last month, the Turkish leader hosted Hamas's political leader, Ismail Haniyeh. Turkey's Ministry of Trade has announced all exports and imports with Israel have been cut until uninterrupted and adequate humanitarian aid flows into Gaza. The Israeli Foreign Minister Israel Katz was quick to condemn the move, saying it violated trade agreements and was the action of a dictator. The cutting of trade follows Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's last month high-profile meeting with Hamas's leader Ismail Haniyeh. Selin Narsi is a visiting fellow at the London School of Economics, Contemporary Turkish Studies Department. Narsi says Erdogan's actions are an attempt to quell growing domestic criticism of his complicated stance on the war of maintaining Israeli trade while condemning Israel's war on Hamas.
In order to convince conservative voters that there is no such thing as a hypocritical approach, and that they meant to take a tougher stance, and they are taking necessary measures, Turkey might emerge as a potential candidate country to host Hamas if Qatar decides to send Hamas members abroad. It was very much significant. We know that Qatar has been facing a lot of pressure in the international arena because of its ties with Hamas.
Ankara is seeking a wider role in resolving the Gaza conflict. Erdogan has been stepping up diplomatic efforts with Egypt, recently hosting the Egyptian Foreign Minister Sameh Shoukry. Relations between Turkey and Egypt have been warming after years of tensions, and analysts say there is room for cooperation. Jalel Hajawi at the Royal United Services Institute in London.
Both are very active in the rhetorical space in terms of their deep sympathy for the Palestinians in Gaza. At the same time, they maintain their diplomatic and security ties with Israel. And both are known, particularly Egypt from Washington's perspective, known for their direct communication line with the military wing of Hamas and Hamas writ large. Both use that as a source of leverage vis-a-vis the West and in particular Washington.
But analysts warn Erdogan's public attacks on Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu limits any mediating role for Turkey. Selin Narsi at the London School of Economics.
At some point, the government has to moderate its tone, has to repair its dialogue with Israel, because as it stands, Turkey is no longer perceived as an impartial third-party actor which can take take on a role as a mediator. And instead of perhaps advocating Hamas, endorsing Hamas, Turkey has to shift to a more balanced position between Hamas and Fatah, and perhaps put its energy and resources into reconciling different rival Palestinian factions. That would be more helpful.
Erdogan last month blamed Iran and Israel for increasing tensions, a break from only criticizing Israel. Analysts say Turkey's close ties to Hamas could counter Iran's influence on the group. Observers see Erdogan's overtures to Hamas as a factor behind the postponement of a planned visit to Washington in May. It was blamed on scheduling issues. Asla Aydin Tashbash is with the Brookings Institution in Washington.
It's impossible not to rule out Gaza as one of the reasons for the cancellation. I think at a time when people are talking about mass graves in their protests all around U.S. campuses, Turkish president does not want to be seen with the president of United States. And I don't think the White House is in a place for all types of reasons, including domestic difficulty of this issue, to be hosting a world leader who's going to criticize in front of cameras U.S. position on Gaza. So a postponement may be working for both sides at the moment.
Despite the visit's postponement, both Washington and Ankara say they remain committed to high-level cooperation. Analysts say while doubts remain about what meaningful role Turkey can play in resolving the Gaza conflict, given the scale of the crisis, the region needs all the help it can get. Dorian Jones in Istanbul, Turkey.